Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, ladies. It's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are talking about moderation. Especially with the holidays coming up, this is a biggie. I get it. Actually, I have a confession to make. Okay. Right now, I'm in the middle of a sugar cleanse. And you know why? Because I did not stick to the idea of moderation. Because let me tell you, eating like over half a dozen Kit Kat bars and, you know, those panettone things, they're like it's a loaf of like sweetened bread, and they put fruit in it, except sometimes they put chocolate chips instead. Okay, well, I ate one of those by myself in like a day and a half, and I'm not proud. I'm not proud of that, but I am confessing that to you because I want you to know that the sexy mama coach is not perfect, and I have my moments of weakness, and I have a major sweet tooth. So if you're doing that, if you find yourself in that position, that's not moderation. I'm sorry, but no. So how do we exercise the art of moderation? Because it really is more like an art. It's not a clear-cut thing. Basically, here's how I look at it, and here's what I tell my clients. Moderation is the middle ground between feeling deprived and overindulging. So think back to when you were, or if you are, on a super restrictive diet, or you're going through a program that for a period of time, you are committed to cutting something out. For that period of time, okay, fine, like you can power through it. You know, a little willpower will get you through the tough times, but willpower will only get you so far, and it cannot last forever. We do not have an infinite supply of willpower. We just don't, period. So what do we do when we're in this thing called real life, when we're actually interacting with people and going out to social events and doing things that are fun, and life isn't all about having that perfect diet or getting your workout in? We look at the big picture. That's what we do. We step back, we look at the big picture, we realize that it's a journey. This is not a one-time deal that if you screw this up right now, you've blown the whole thing. No, it doesn't work like that. It's a lifelong journey. So moderation, yes, I completely encourage it. Now at the beginning, especially with the programs that I've created, I absolutely encourage my clients to completely go cold turkey on a couple things, you know, because it's going to be so much better and it is going to be easier to just quit completely than to kind of wean yourself off slowly on certain things. But I realize that this is not something that even I maintain perfectly on a regular basis. So this holiday season, because the temptation is great, the parties are great, the drinks are great, everything is great. Just keep this in mind. If you are feeling deprived, then just let yourself live a little, okay? But if you're overindulging and you find yourself consuming things out of control, or you're like binge eating, or you're eating so much pie that you don't have room for the good nutritious food, then maybe it's time to dial it down a little bit. But you know, if you start feeling crummy, and like I did, this is what happened to me. I started getting sick and just feeling lethargic and slow. And I can't, you know, I don't have the luxury of sitting on the sidelines right now. I have to be as close to 100% as I can, which is already difficult enough, taking care of 2 school-age kids and a teething 11-month-old and husband recovering from an injury. And I myself am nearing 7 months pregnant. So I really have to take good care of myself. That's what motivated me personally to step back and say, you know what? I can do without the Kit Kats for a while. I can maybe use some sugar substitutes if I really, really, really want something sweet. And mostly I need real nutritious foods in my body right now. And when the holidays come, you know, we'll get there when we get there, one step at a time, and then moderation. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.